Hey everybody, Hunter here. We just wanted to take a moment to talk about what this past year of One More Podcastle has meant to us.
What has this last year meant to me?
When Andrew and I founded One More Castle with a vision of offering lots of new, exclusive, high-quality retro gaming content, the topic of starting a podcast came up pretty soon. I actually had zero podcast experience at the time. I didn't even really listen to any. I thought having our own podcast was a great idea, but I had some anxiety about actually hosting one. Which is weird, because now, a year later, I look forward to every Thursday evening recording. It's really become something I enjoy. In fact, I think the podcast has truly become this wonderful, enjoyable little phenomenon, and a great touch point with the community that started some cool conversations.
As a PC gamer, I'm not necessarily a large quote-unquote retro gamer, in terms of what many people think. I was never really into old Nintendo games or Sega games. I've always been a PC guy. There's not really a retro thing going on in PC gaming, but through this podcast, it's kind of opened my eyes to these things, and it's maybe explore maybe other different types of games and game types. And
it's something to be able to sit down and discuss your thoughts with people who are on the same intellect as you. To be able to argue, to discover new insights, and come to a similar plane of thinking where new ideas are created, shared, and improved upon.
The dynamic of doing this with Hunter and Jason is pretty remarkable. We are three very different people with very different gaming backgrounds. You might think having different personalities reduces the possibility of real solid chemistry, but I think it definitely helps foster rich, deep discussion every single week.
Kind of realize there is a burgeoning kind of PC gaming retro community, and you know, there's a lot of fun to be had, and also these retro console games that I may have ignored in the past. So that's
to me, being a part of this community is something amazing. To connect with hundreds of different people, all with the same passion as myself about video games, is intriguing.
And if we don't have great retro gaming conversation, we can go completely off the rails on some crazy off-topic stuff too.
Because without you, the listener, we would have no reason to keep doing this podcast. So thank you.
That's what the One More Castle podcast means to me.
Oh, it's pretty cool. I like the podcast. I'm proud of it. Here's hoping we can get another year out of One More Podcastle.
The One More Podcastle.
My name is Eric Bailey. I really like movies. And I'm the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer, and the doctors say it's okay for me to go back to work.
My name's Jason Lamb. I'm the resident Canadian and a PC guy, and it's now summer in Canada.
A weekly podcast of retro gaming discussion.
I went on a real Doom kick this week, but I didn't actually end up playing Doom.
Oh.
I spent a lot of time reading and researching Doom.
Huh.
Because that's as fun as playing Doom.
Oh, it is.
Played Marble Madness, which I think I've mentioned on this podcast before, as one of my like classic just zone-out games. Where you just sit there, you're super comfortable with it, and I beat it a few times trying to reach 100,000 points, but didn't quite get there, so I'll be back, Marble Madness.
I, on the other hand, have been playing Legend of Zelda Oracle of Ages for the Game Boy Color.
One of the few Zelda games I have not played, so I would like to hear all about it.
The way that they separated both games was Ages was designed to be more of a puzzle game, and Seasons is more of an action-based game.
Oh.
So there are a ton of puzzles. A ton of puzzles in Oracle of Ages, and some of them are really hard.
I started Super Metroid today.
All right.
Yes.
Excellent.
What did you think?
I've only ever played the original Nintendo system.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Metroids. So this is my first Super Nintendo one.
It's good.
Yeah.
So that good. Intro? That's a nice intro.
Listener email discussion questions.
We got a new listener email. This is from Ricky Glore of CapitalIdeaRadio.com. Which video game turned movie do you each think is the worst? And then which one is the best? This one's from Dustin Faber. My question is, do you ever incorporate video game music into real life circumstances? In general, what do you like the least about retro games? That's from Chris Owens.
Availability.
God, I feel like I'm in Jeopardy.
No, the pressure's killing me. That's a great question, Owens.
What is?
How about how most of them are not good to play? This is from Craig at splitscreen.net, and that's split-screen.net. There's a dash in there. You can follow him on Twitter at CP Wilson, but his very nice email goes like this. What, in your opinion, is the best point-and-click adventure game? Craig, thanks for writing, but that's a tough question. What do you guys think?
Maniac Mansion.
Dang it! I was going to say that.
Easily the best point-and-click game ever invented.
It clearly must be correct, because that's literally what I wanted to say.
So. Yeah, that's a real hard question. Maniac Mansion, man. Yeah.
A free chiptune or nerdcore track to download every week.
That was Sonic by Laura by Spruik. Some nerdcore Sonic the Hedgehog-inspired rockin' tunes for ya. That was Ghosts and Goblins by Unchipped. Some classic 8-bit chiptune sounds for your retro-lovin' ears. That was Level 99 Elites by GF Retro. Sounds like it was straight from a classic 16-bit game, so if you like it, go ahead and download it on the podcast page. If you like that tune, you can download it on the podcast page. Check it out on the podcast page.
And the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For those of you who don't know, this is the part of the show where each of us has chosen a retro game in secret. We will have 1 minute to introduce the game, and after that we're all going to have a free-for-all argument as to which game is superior. But the best part is you, the listener, get to vote in a poll on the podcast page as to which one is your favorite. So hopefully our arguments actually make a difference and actually matter, and it's a lot of fun, and that's the Retro Showdown. Tonight, I'm reaching way back to 1982 to pick one of the most classic all-time legendary video games of all time, Pac-Man, on the Atari 2600.
All right, my pick for this week is The Master of Darkness, released in 1992 for the Sega Master System.
All right, my choice this week is a little game known as the Advanced Lawnmower Simulator for the ZX Spectrum.
So you can beat this game in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Is this a game?
That's almost as bad as picking a game that's been cited as a contributing factor to the North American video game crash of 1983.
Yeah.
We're just going to see Pac-Man. And they're going to be like, yeah, Pac-Man. That's an awesome game. Vote.
We'll see.
No, it's going to say Atari 2600 next to it.
Some people won't know that.
I look forward to finding out.
Are you doubting the intelligence of our listeners,
Jason?
Oh, Jason?
I think he is. I think he is.
No, I'm just saying. Wait.
Castlevania, you just have long-range weapons? It's like...
Whoa. Are you considering the whip a long-range weapon?
Absolutely.
That's not a long-range
weapon.
That
is not a long-range
sure
weapon.
Sure it is.
No, it's not. Dude, you're throwing bombs in this game. Master of Darkness, you throw bombs.
Yeah.
So that validates your... long short range.
What? And turn of the century London. That's it. It's a nice spin on history.
I'd rather play an Advanced Lawnmower Simulator. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
No.
Yeah.
hours of fun.
Because at least, no, hear me out. At least I know with Advanced Lawnmower Simulator, even if it's bad, it's not going to last very long.
Okay, I'll give you that. Okay. Yeah. I think it's better than Castlevania.
No, oh, no way. No, it's not.
You're not serious.
You cannot be serious.
Absolutely.
You can't be serious.
This is
the only Castlevania game I really got into was it Symphony of the Night or whatever the PlayStation one
is called? Yeah, that's a good one, but...
Who really thinks that a company can rely on one guy to make them $500 million?
Jason,
you know what I mean?
Jason, if you say Nintendo, I will punch you in the face.
You read my mind.
That's creepy.
I could hear him screaming it in his head.
It's like, ah, Mario.
No, sorry.
That'd be like if Atari said, oh yeah, you know that super popular Pac-Man arcade game? We're totally going to release that on our 2600 console. Everyone's like, ha ha, no way. And then they did. And it wasn't even a joke.
But the gameplay is.
And I'm proud of it.
I am the master of darkness.
I am the Pac-Man.
I am the lawnmower.
I think we have our episode title right there.
And together we fight crime.
By your powers combined, Captain Showdown.
I think if they would have gotten rid of all the blue, you could actually color the ghosts. Except for them being this, you know, this flashy whitish blue blobs. Blech. And they just completely dismissed him. Like, oh no, this is good. 500 mil, bro.
I'm so glad.
500 mil all the way, son. Get out of here. You're crazy.
And nobody
now, Bailey,
did.
And we went through this.
Did.
It's a better version of Castlevania.
Oh my gosh. No, it's not. Hunter, why should any listener vote for Master of Darkness?
It's better than Castlevania. I'm going to make your ears bleed by the end of the night.
You're going with that. Okay, fine.
Okay, no. Okay, I got one.
No, 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 no.
No, that's
okay,
good.
Fine. Okay. Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. Fine. Okay. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No.
If you have something else in mind, then by all means, share it.
Okay.
Actually, just by one mean, that would be through your voice.
I didn't get that.
Never mind.
Okay. Master of Darkness is way better than Castlevania.
Okay, Jason. Tonight, I've chosen a game based on a popular media franchise, Jurassic Park, for the NES.
Things are about to get amazing. Amazing Spider-Man, that is, for the Game Boy, released in 1990. That's pretty good, right? That's pretty good.
That was amazing.
I'll give you that.
All right. For this week, I brought the Game Collection Super Marathon, collecting both Marathon and Marathon 2. And no, not for the Mac OS, and no, not the port for Windows 95. But instead, it is the collection for the Apple Bandai Pippin.
For the Pippin?
The Pippin?
The Pippin.
You just brought out
the
Pippin?
Apple Bandai Pippin.
You picked a PC game with a controller?
No, it's not a PC game. The Pippin's a console.
No, come on. No,
it's basically
not. It's a PC
a
game.
Mac with a controller, let's be honest.
It's a console. It was marketed as a console.
It's loosely marketed as a console.
You know what else was
loosely?
You know what else was marketed as a console? The Virtual Boy. Just throw that out there for you.
That's true.
Or the N-Gage.
That's true. The Pippin. It was ahead of its time. It was the Dreamcast of its era.
Oh!
Don't you dare!
Blasphemy.
Don't you dare! I will come through this internet and force choke you.
The only Pippin I remotely like is Scottie Pippin. That's the best Pippin as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, from NBA Jam. He was awesome.
Yeah, Scottie Pippin, man.
Here's the thing.
He's got game.
Because then you have to climb the stairs and jump off the ledge to get it. Normally you wouldn't see it.
You know who puts power-ups way up in the air? Scottie Pippin.
Does he?
He just jumps right up there, man. He's got mad hops.
When you blow up... Because that's what you're doing. You're blowing up dinosaurs in this game.
They explode, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, why do they explode?
Because the game is so awesome, it just couldn't handle itself. Yes, it does. I love it. I think it really enhances the game.
What? Okay.
Boom! Dinosaur.
Hold on. Okay. So,
I'm holding. And that river scene is in the book.
Who reads books? I mean, come on.
Well,
I don't even read instruction manuals anymore.
Hunter, if you don't like explosions, you have to like books. You have to pick one or the other.
Books, is that what it is?
More explosions. There's settings that are indoors. There's environments that are outdoors. There are triceratopses, Tyrannosaurus rexinuses, velociraptorses.
Playing Amazing Spider-Man and thinking, I am buying a Game Boy and this is the first game that I buy. And so it was, says the Juggernaut.
Your story is soft and full of air. Okay, I'll give you this. That was a pretty cool story.
Thanks.
But we're not having a story contest, are we?
No, we're not. This is not the Moth.
Nope.
This is not a slam fest. Oh, wow. That's
Jason,
impressive.
New rule. The next time you're on the Book of Knowledge, you have to edit the page to include a One More Castle link again.
That thing retailed for $600.
The Pippin?
$600. U.S.
Yeah.
Sorry, U.S. Let's
Dreamcast of this time.
Would you stop
driving that one in there?
No, you're not driving it. You're sock pianoing it.
Oh, we're not starting this again. No. The answer is no.
If your game wins the Retro Showdown, Jason, I won't even know how to take it or what to think. I might have to go cry in a corner.
I'm going to claw my eyes out.
Yeah.
Because
Pippin.
That's what I do when I get angry. I claw my eyes out. I've got a big bag of eyeballs sitting
Did
in the
really
corner.
Make you that angry?
It is a Pippin game. I mean,
you're just angry about the Dreamcast.
Right? Oh, I am so pissed off right now. You have
right.
no idea.
There are Dreamcast fans listening to this that are just enraged right now.
Mission 5, radio for help. So I got to go through 4 missions before I radio for help.
So the credits are better than the actual game.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. The credits are better than the credits in your game. That's what I'm saying.
All right, that's pretty cool.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
I think it's a great time to close. All right. Great showdown, guys. Remember, guys, you can send us listener email discussion questions, vote in the Retro Showdown poll, and leave comments on the page. I love the crazy discussions that inevitably arise. And remember, listeners, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week.
One More Podcastle, only at onemorecastle.com. The best damn retro gaming podcast in the universe.